Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away. So enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we will take your calls tonight about absolutely anything, though, to start things out, a little bit about the regulatory agencies of the United States federal government. I mean, you've heard the stories. They're there to keep you safe. I mean, there's poisonous food out there and all kinds of products that can hurt your babies. Lots of different dangerous things. And so we've got the federal government to keep us safe, and it's reams of paperwork and it's endless bureaucrats and bureaucracy. It's all of that that helps protect you from the predations of these evil corporations who are just trying to kill their customers. Well, that seems to be the pitch, at least when it comes to government. Yes, Mark.
Well, if they're not trying to kill their customers, at least I guess the idea is that corporations will do anything for money, and I guess killing their customers in the process of making money is okay.
Sure. The corporations don't want to kill you immediately, but they don't care about you, and so therefore you need mommy government out there to make sure that every single product hitting the marketplace has been inspected by some sort of bureaucrat who's got an eye on keeping you safe. That's the pitch.
And you can't lose their job because of the union that they are involved in, no matter how bad they are at their job.
Bad? These people are helping keep you safe, Mark. Everything they do is better than nothing.
Why?
Because it's important.
If they're pretending like they're doing their job, but they're not doing their job, isn't it worse than nothing? Because if there was nothing, at least I'd know there was nothing. But if there's a government bureaucrat in there that's actually taking payoffs and pretending to do their job, then I believe, if I believe the government actually does stuff properly, then I believe that things are being done to protect me, right?
You mean like with the recent oil leakage spill thing?
That might be one thing, yeah.
Where it was found out later on down the line that the federal inspectors weren't actually doing as they were supposed to as far as their inspections are concerned. This story doesn't have to do with the oil spill, but it is a little bit smaller of an issue, although not for some people. Richmond Times-Dispatch, let me jump in here. We live in the safest society in world history, Michael Crichton observed, in state of fear, yet Americans seem to go about their day in abject terror of minuscule threats. Perhaps nowhere is this more apparent than in Washington's approach to child safety. At the instigation of the American Academy of Pediatrics, federal bureaucrats at the FDA, the Department of Agriculture, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission are studying whether to require the nation's hot dog makers to redesign hot dogs to reduce the likelihood of choking. Choking is a serious hazard. About 15,000 children receive medical attention each year because of it. But children choke on a wide range of items, from candy and gum to balloons and small change. In 2006, only 61 choking deaths were food-related, and hot dogs accounted for only 13 of those. Now, any child death is tragic, as the story points out.
This isn't choking to death, though.
Yes, 61 choking deaths were food-related.
Choking deaths, okay.
Hot dogs accounted for only 13
terribly
of
sorry,
those.
Yeah, but there were 15,000 chokings and 61 choking food deaths.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Is there a certain design that they are suggesting is necessary that will somehow cause hot dogs to be less chokeable?
Triangular.
I'm not sure. That's what they're studying.
It'll be a nice hot dog disc. Wouldn't hot dogs be better if you could just slap them on a hamburger bun?
They've got a blue ribbon panel of...
it's called bologna.
They've got a blue ribbon panel of very important bureaucrats who are actively studying your question right now, Dale. So don't you worry. They are on the case. They are looking into what the right shape would be for a hot dog.
I will sleep better at night. I think they're just bothered because it's phallic.
I hadn't even considered that. The fact is, kids are picky about the things they eat for varieties of reasons, okay? And some of the reasons that parents feed hot dogs is because their kids will eat them.
Yeah.
And you don't know that if you change the shape of the hot dog that the kids will continue to eat them. You're doing parents a disservice by mandating the shape of hot dogs.
I don't know. If they do something that causes kids to not want to eat hot dogs, I don't know if that's a horrible thing, but...
You just can't get them to eat much, Dale.
All they got to do, if they don't want kids to choke on hot dogs, is show them the process of the hot dogs being made from beginning to end. The documentary.
The kids were talking about
show
here
the leftover
are not
parts
paying
of
attention.
The animal being shoved into the grinder.
They have no idea. The parts of those animals are great for you. It's the pieces that end up in the hot dog that aren't so hot, usually.
Well, exactly. All the leftover pieces that go into hot dogs.
Now, as the Washington Times noted not long ago, that children under age 10 eat almost 2 billion, that's 2 billion hot dogs per year. So on a per hot dog basis, the odds of a child choking to death are 13 divided by 2 billion, which comes to a microscopically small number. The odds that a person will be struck by lightning...
if it saves just one child...
What if that child grows up to be Jeffrey Dahmer?
If they spend $4 million, and you might say, well, $4 million is a lot of money. It's probably nowhere close to what they're actually going to spend trying to figure this out. But if they spend $4 million and it saves one child, are you telling me one child's life is not worth $4 million? Unless you actually analyze and find out that $4 million spent another way could have saved 50 children or something like that.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
The seen and the unseen.
They never think about that sort of thing.
So the odds are pretty slim that your child will be choking on the next hot dog they eat. And indeed, the odds that a person will be struck by lightning in any given year are about 4,000 times higher than the odds of a child choking to death on a hot dog.
4,000 times higher likelihood of being struck by lightning.
Given that context, redesigning hot dogs looks like a solution in search of a problem. But isn't that what they do best?
That's what government is all about.
They just figure out some crap that they can spend your money and a whole bunch of time on, and they go for it. Because
they gotta look busy.
It's not their money.
They gotta look like they're doing something. Find some problem and let's look like we're trying to solve it.
It's not just hot dogs, though, gents. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has also sounded the alarm about baby slings, which have enjoyed a recent surge in popularity because the close physical contact allows for greater parent-child bonding. Have you seen these things, Mark?
Laura had one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the idea is it's like across your front, right? Your baby kind of across your chest.
It's kind of like the sling you'd put your arm in.
Mm-hmm,
but
except for a baby.
A little thicker. And the idea is you keep your baby on you. I saw a woman who was, using one the other day. She was at the Jack's gym class. She had a new one while her older one was playing in the gym class.
Because the connection is important, right? I mean, you mentioned Jeffrey Dahmer. Don't they find out that kids who are not hugged and touched and appreciated and kissed and loved are more likely to not only kill animals as a young child, but then move on to horrific psychopathic acts against humans?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
You wonder what happens. Yeah.
So it would seem to me that having a baby closer to you in that way, in this sling, would be a good thing to have, as opposed to having it in, say, one of the little baby cart things that people push around. What are they called? Strollers?
Yeah.
Those
things are a nightmare to get upstairs and things like that. The slings are just a lot more convenient.
More convenient and maybe better for the child.
That's up for speculation. You can't quantify that with science, or at least not easily.
I don't know. I wonder about that. I don't know what the science is, but to me that makes sense. The idea that touching your child as opposed to separating yourself from it would have long-term lasting positive effects. 1-800-259-9231. What about the slings? Well, they've enjoyed a recent surge in popularity because of the close physical contact. In extremely rare circumstances, however, children can slip out of the slings or even smother in them. The CPSC says slings are responsible for as many as 13 deaths, as though the sling itself killed the child, as though the sling has the ability to be responsible for anything.
Well, and how many of these deaths just kind of occurred and would have occurred, and, the child just, you never know. I mean, could they have smothered? Sure, they could have smothered.
Well,
lots of things can happen.
I imagine that, the parent who was not paying attention to their child's well-being in the sling might not have paid attention to their child's well-being in the stroller.
Yep.
It
could be so.
There's more about what the CPSC is up to in regards to keeping your children safe. 1-800-259-9231. We'll explain a little bit more coming up here and take your calls about whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you free, including news updates. You can be kept in the loop in regards to what's happening with Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can receive our emailed updates, Twitter. You can also follow us on Facebook as well. Head over to news.freetalklive.com. to get signed up. Again, it's absolutely, completely free at news.freetalklive.com.
What a week. Thanks goodness it's finally Friday, and there's something to really be thankful about. It's Nature Bee, and here's Mike Buck to tell you about their very special spring into summer deal.
Hello there, Free Talk Live, and boy, you bet. Listen, the deal's coming up, but first let me remind everybody, good nutrition is a healthier mind and body. That means more energy, better sleep, improved concentration, huge boost to that immune system. Two golden Nature Bee capsules that we all take, you ought to be taking, contains all the vitamins, aminos, minerals, and antioxidants your body needs to handle these frantic Fridays and the whole weekend.
But by now, everybody knows that what Nature Bee can do for our health, but what's the special deal?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt your wallet. Here's the deal. As you know, a big six-month supply of Nature Bee, normally $99.95 plus delivery, but right now you get 3 extra months for free. And remember, the Nature Bee deal comes right to your home with a complete 100% money-back guarantee.
Complete money-back guarantee. Now, that is a great deal. Now, how can our listeners make that happen for themselves?
Simply, two ways, actually. One is to call toll-free to Clean Green New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. That toll-free number is 1-866-834-8355. Or meet us online every day, all day at naturebee.com.
Well, there you go. Be just like me and get your Nature Bee right now. Call toll-free at 866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com. That's naturebee.com.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. All right, so we're going to continue briefly. We'll get right to your calls. Just a few more details on what the CPSC is doing. And this is, I'm sure, just a fraction of all of the things they're doing to keep you safe. Your children, they're in danger of all those sharp corners. Your children, they're in danger of height. We'll explain that here in a moment. As the story points out here, they're not just looking into reshaping hot dogs in order to reduce the amount of hot dog deaths, which are microscopic. Hardly anybody's dying from them. But they've got to busy themselves with something, as you pointed out, Dale. Plus, they're also looking into baby slings, which apparently in very rare circumstances, children have fallen out of these slings. Likely has to do with the fact that the parents didn't put them in the sling correctly, I would imagine. But yeah, I suppose it could have split. It could have all of a sudden opened up and released the baby onto... Yeah. No?
Not unless... I mean, it's one piece of fabric.
You'd say it's most likely the parents' error.
They slipped out, you know? I mean...
You know, sorry.
Go ahead. I mean, I look... Believe me, the idea of a baby sling... Are you kidding? This is just one piece of fabric. You're going to carry my baby in this? I went and kind of looked at this thing with Laura. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see her how she had it on, how this thing's used. And when used properly, these things are pretty safe. But when used improperly, lots of things in life are not safe. I imagine more kids are killed in car accidents or with steak knives or, you know, weapons or something like that than are with baby slings and hot dogs.
I have a solution for the hot dog. You know, you had the lifesavers, and there's a hole in the lifesaver. So if you choke on that, you can breathe through that hole. Oh, yeah. So you take the hot dog, you drill a hole down through the middle.
They do that.
They fill it
with
hot
cheese,
dog.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. That's
maybe
fake
they should
cheese.
Just dice the hot dogs. Maybe they should just only sell diced hot dogs.
That it's way. Actually the diced food is what's dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
people don't think they have to chew?
No, the kids they get a small piece. They're not quite ready for the whole chewing thing. If you give them, for instance, if you give them a whole apple, they're not going to choke on the whole apple when they bite a piece off for themselves.
If they're not ready for the whole chewing thing, don't give them solid food.
Good advice, right?
So you're saying when they take the bite, it's a small enough bite.
It's the dicing that can be the problem with choking.
All right, so a little bit more here. So apparently the children, or the CPSC is claiming that as many as 13 people have died, or 13 babies, rather, have died from, I guess they're little people, the 13 children have died from these baby slings in the last 2 decades.
In the last 2 decades?
Yeah. Oh, but they're looking into it because, you know, they need to keep
wasn't
you safe.
Didn't we look at this and that would be about as many people, as many kids as killed themselves with the automatic car windows?
I think you're about right, yeah. On that one. That
and
was
what was
ago.
It, 4,000 times more likely to be struck by lightning than for this to happen?
But that was to choke on a hot dog. I'm not sure about this one. This is probably even less likely because 13 people died from hot
dogs. Yeah, the hot dog was 13 in 1 year. This is 13 in 2 decades.
But then again, they say 2 billion hot dogs are eaten every single year. I don't want to run the numbers. The CPSC also has announced the recall of 1.2 million high chairs. Now, no deaths have been attributed to the high chairs that they're recalling, But the agency says they do pose a fall hazard because screws securing the front legs of the chairs can loosen and fall out. Earlier this year, the CPSC announced a recall of more than 500,000 drop-side cribs because of 31 incidents. In 6 of those incidents, children were entrapped between the drop-side and crib mattress. 3 children suffered from bruises as a result of the entrapment. So, therefore, because 3 children were bruised as a result, they are recalling all 500,000 of those cribs.
Right, and this is—it's not to say that these things aren't, you know, that these problems don't need to be addressed. However, couldn't they be addressed between the consumer and the company far better than the government getting involved and saying, "Yeah, we've got to do whatever we got to do"? Like, the company could probably address this itself. When you're talking about bruised children, maybe the government doesn't need to get involved.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt. You're on the upline.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I heard this story last week when I went to pick up my daughter, and it was just briefly mentioned by Dale. But she told me that lifesavers were invented because the inventor of lifesavers' child choked to death on a hard candy.
Mm.
So I looked up on Wiki, and I didn't see anything about the inventor's child actually choking.
I think it's an urban myth. I just thought it was a funny one or an interesting one.
But that is actually part of the reason why it wasn't invented. When they invented it in 1912, it says here the candy's hole was also put there to reduce the chances of a child choking on the candy.
So now what is the citation? I don't see any citation there.
I don't see a citation.
Yeah, so it's probably the case that it's an urban legend and it
should
just be made it into the first paragraph of the Wikipedia story.
Regardless, it seems to me that the problem was already addressed, at least in terms of hard candies, by the free market.
Are you with me and you think we should drill holes down the middle of the hot dog? It might look even more phallic,
you know,
then, but you know.
I think that if you could do that on your own and market it like that, that would be a fine and dandy thing. If you think that you'd sell more hot dogs that way, personally, I don't think that would work because you know the meat of a hot dog would just collapse. So.
It was a joke.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. There's also the possibility lifesavers were named after the thing you find on boats, which looks like the candy.
Does look like it.
Yeah, that does seem likely.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want, crazy regulations or anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com. So we started out tonight talking about regulations, silly, silly, dangerous regulations. And when I say dangerous, I mean dangerous to the companies that are being regulated, because one of these recalls, as was mentioned, they're recalling 1.2 million high chairs because, well, even though no one has died, no babies have died from these high chairs, there's a chance that somebody could fall, one of them could fall out of the high chair.
Which is true pretty much for any product, right? I mean, Jack's high chair is one of these old-time wood ones, and I can tell you, he can fall out of it if he wanted to. He often will stand up in the seat himself, you know. So, you know, he could lose his balance and fall out.
Maybe they should create a regulation.
When he stands up, we tell him to sit down, or you know, go get him or whatever.
But, well, clearly it's not enough, Mark, that you just tell him to sit down. You need to be regulated. How about I propose the federal government creates a new strap your baby in regulation. You've got to strap them in when they're in the car. It's dangerous in the car. It's also dangerous when they're high up off the ground like that in the high chair. I say we have a regulation to recall every single high chair across the entire country and retrofit them with the kind of straps that you might find at a prison. You know where they have those chairs that they strap in prisons?
I think we should bubble wrap everything.
Right, for extra protection.
The road, outside your house. Now, what if your kid jumps off the roof of your house? You need bubble wrap all across your lawn, several layers.
Well, if you had a laser trap on the windows in the top port of your, you know, the top floor of your house, that would prevent the kid from getting up on the roof. in the first place.
That should be mandated by government.
I'll tell you, it may not be dangerous, but it looks dangerous and it scares me. Is these new high chairs that they have out there that clamp onto the side of tables?
Those are new?
Well, they were new to me.
Okay.
You know, a high chair is a high chair. It's up high.
Yeah.
These things clamp onto the side of tables. And I just don't like the idea of, clamping a child's seat to the side of the table. It seems dangerous to me.
Well, if you were in charge, you could ban that.
Yeah, we should just ban that crap because I don't like it.
Well, isn't that how it works, though? I mean, these government bureaucrats just arbitrarily decide, based on whatever reasoning, that they decide they need to regulate. And so they're calling back 1.2 million high chairs. They're calling back 500,000 drop-side cribs because in 6 incidents, children were trapped between the drop side and the crib mattress, and 3 children suffered from bruises as a result of the entrapment. So you might look at some of these stories and you might agree with us and you'd say, well, this is silly. I mean, come on, this is ludicrous. But that doesn't mean that we should throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, there must be some really good government regulations that are out there really keeping people safe that aren't as absurd on their face as some of these seem to be. Don't you think people would say
that? I think people think that, yeah.
Well, okay. So what we should talk about here is the answer to government regulation, the market-based answer to government regulation.
Because the market will regulate itself.
That's how the market works today for the most part.
Because the government doesn't protect you from getting a crappy vehicle that'll break down on a regular basis. The government doesn't protect you from, I guess it has its lemon laws, but that's only the bottom floor, and it's arduous to try to get your car proven to be a lemon.
I bought a lemon a long time ago, and what was I going to do with it?
Right.
It was as sold as is.
No, well, that was that's not a new one. The lemon law only covers
new cars.
Right.
Gotcha.
So you can sell that same lemon and then, you know, it stays on the marketplace or whatever. But, you know, the government is supposed to protect it. You know, it doesn't protect you from those kinds of things. But Consumer Reports does. Consumer Reports will tell you, you know, which cars get the highest initial customer satisfaction, which is the highest after, you know, certain periods of time. You know, they rate, manufacturers,
right.
You know, who gets the better ratings and all that stuff. And people pay attention to that. The market regulates at a higher level than the government does time and time and time again.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you look at the government inspections of restaurants, well, those are usually nothing compared to the restaurant's inspections of its own franchises.
Yes.
And things like that. It's one of the reasons, sorry to say, it's one of the reasons that people tend to like to go to chain restaurants, because they believe that it's a higher level of service and a higher level of cleanliness than it can be at mom and pop's house. Yeah, I absolutely do. People know that they can get consistency.
I don't know about that. I mean, maybe that's what they think, but there's still individuals that are cleaning those bathrooms and that kind of thing, and there's certainly
But there's somebody's following and checking up on that.
That's
because
true.
Their reputation is at stake.
So
they're getting checked up on the same way the government does it, but better.
Right. At Barney's Taco Hut, nobody is enforcing the bathroom regulations that they have at, say, some chain restaurant, okay?
Yeah, yeah, I see where you're coming from. Although I've had a burrito from the local taco stand, and it's pretty good.
If you can find the local taco stands, that's usually where you get your best burritos.
Yeah.
And hopefully the manager of that specific store is concerned as well, certainly.
Yeah,
but it should be.
It's
just different. You know, again, it's just...
It's higher. It's more levels of regulation when you have a franchise and self-regulation. Those actually work. When it comes to government regulation, there's nobody held responsible.
Yep, and the solution is always one size fits all, and screw you if it puts you out of business. Because in these cases, they're recalling incredible amounts of, as I said, 1.2 million high chairs. That's a huge hit to the company that's making those high chairs. I mean, they have
It's also a hit to consumers because all these things raise prices.
Sure.
I mean,
yes.
You know, they're the hidden taxes, there's taxes like inflation and stuff and hidden taxes, but there's also the hidden costs of government, which is all these regulations cost businesses money to comply to, which raise the cost of everything. And certainly when there's actually a recall and they have to recall a product, that's an expensive act. It's going to raise the price of high chairs.
So, again, the answer is for the marketplace to regulate itself. And as you point out, Mark, the marketplace is regulating itself. Business owners don't want to hurt their customers. They want you to come back and buy some more stuff. They want you to be happy. So you'll go and tell your friends about the great products and services
that you
bought.
That's how they make more money.
Yeah.
If you get hurt or you're somehow dissatisfied with your product, you never buy it again, and you tell your friends never to buy it again.
Then there's, of course, one product that you can't not buy again, and that is the services of the government. So if you look at the government services, these regulatory services, and you say, well, it's nonsense, I don't want to deal with this, I don't want to pay for this, I don't want to pay for the government schools, and I don't want to pay for XYZ government services, well, too effing bad. They're going to take your money from you whether you like it or not, and that's why they just don't have the same incentive to they don't have the same incentive to check out these businesses in the way that would actually do something to save lives and that kind of thing. They just don't have the same incentives, and businesses should be able to choose not to be regulated. They should be able to look, you're going to come eat at this restaurant, but we don't have any certification.
Right. Try to imagine for a second if I decide to set up a restaurant at my house and we put a little, you know, little sign on the door that says we don't regulate here. If you don't like it, leave. You know, just it really.
You'd probably be more tactful about it, but yeah.
But I'm saying that you should be able to run your restaurant any way you want.
Yeah, well,
and if people would be like, I don't know how would I like the idea of these people, you know, doing it themselves and or whatever. I mean, you know, people can.
They wouldn't come to your restaurant,
right? They just choose for themselves. You know, restaurants.
You'd be cheaper. You would be able to sell your food for a lot less than the other establishments.
I don't think that's true. When a regulating service. Oh, if I just had it at my home because I didn't have
your
a
home.
Storefront, but I could do the same thing on a storefront. I could say we don't do regulation here, and we make all our gravy with Windex.
Well, it's not likely
I
that
can do
you
whatever
would
I want. At, like a regulation service, where like say Zagat's or some other organization comes in and says this restaurant is clean and good and serves wholesome food or it's all organic or whatever, you know, specialty
Absolutely.
Sort of regulation they have. It's gonna that service is gonna be offered. It's not going to be that much more. So the cheap dives that choose not to regulate themselves, they're gonna go out of business because I'm not eating there.
All depends. It all depends on how much people value that sort of thing. I mean, Mark, it's your speculation that they might go out of business. I don't know if that's necessarily
it is indeed
the case.
Speculation.
So I think that in the case of a restaurant that wasn't being checked by some third-party certifier, and I think certification is a better term than regulation personally, because regulation just has that government flavor to it. But it would be just more likely that they wouldn't have any kind of symbols up. They wouldn't be bearing the Zagat's
right.
seal or the organic seal and that sort of thing. Whereas the companies that do, they'd have them on their menus. They'd have them on their front doors. You would know that these people had passed some sort of inspection. More coming up. Talk Live.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, free trial. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code free trial.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle,
and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. You can also visit our website and enjoy all the features there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, we give ours away. In fact, our website is actually the main feature now, allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves. You go and submit different stuff from around the internet. You can submit blog posts or news articles or videos or whatever you want. And then other listeners vote them up or down, and the most popular items make it to the top and the front page of our website. Head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive as we go to your phone calls. Christine is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christine.
Hi, good afternoon. I have two different points, both related to the topic of regulations. First of all, I wondered, you all may have already discussed this a few weeks ago, but did you know that the federal government actually recently sponsored a contest to encourage Americans to submit video entries, like for YouTube or videos, 90-second videos telling them why government regulations and rules matter?
Oh, boy.
They were offering $2,500. They're judging it now, and they encouraged Americans, they did all their advertising for it, to submit the videos. And basically it was all to promote why the EPA, why rules, why all of these things make your life so much better and why we need it. That's the extent it's gone to.
Well, it's wow. A good thing that it does show just how difficult it is to say why these are good organizations if they have to offer $2,500 to somebody to come up with a good answer.
Well, at the same time, they're basically their advertisements at the time, you know, basically promoted why it was so good and like it's self-evident.
Sure, sure.
And because so many of you know how good it is, you know, I mean, it's just a continued the propaganda machine of it. But
oh, yeah.
I was just, I mean, you can hardly get surprised at anything the federal government does these days. But the very fact that Americans would actually submit those, like the obedient little people, you know, it just, I found that pretty interesting.
Does have its fans. I mean, there are people out there that are really, you know, they've really bought into the sales pitch.
They have.
And so that's who they're marketing to. I don't think it's a significant portion of the American population. I don't think most people even think much about the government except when it comes to screw them.
Yeah, Exactly, and that's where they better be thinking about it. And in regards to that, my main point for calling, I think people, as a libertarian, when I'm speaking with people, some people get this, what all of you are talking about and how really crazy these regulations by the government for safety are, but other people actually seem to have a problem when I'm talking to them about it because they really are fearful. And, of course, that's the big tool the government uses, and they're so fearful that the food they're going to buy is going to make them sick or kill them.
Yeah, I agree.
My answer to that I just wanted to share, that basically people have always found agreement with me when I shared it with them, is I give them the example of, like, the Underwriters Laboratory for our electronics.
It's a great example.
Or Consumer's Digest.
Yep.
So that if we turn it over completely to a free market, and I always remind them, think about all these scares about salmonella, E. coli, all of the cars that didn't work but they were approved, all the drugs that were approved by the FDA and what we later find out. You know, there's so many examples of things that were approved by the government, which proves the point. They're not keeping us safer. It's just an expensive bureaucracy that's
using
that.
And that's more reason, Christine, for them to go ahead and expand their bureaucracy, because whenever they fail, if the FDA...
they say more government regulations need it. Exactly.
Right.
And yet, the contrary, if you give them the examples, like the Underwriters Laboratory, most people seem to get it. And it's like, if you need somebody to deem something safe, or you want that type of thing, in the free market, people can give their reviews, people can do their studies, and then if you want to subscribe to that or get that organization's stamp of approval on whatever it is, including your food, you can.
Absolutely.
Same thing with the TSA. Not keeping us safer. Think about it in a free market. People who need to feel really safe and they want all of these scans and things done, they could go to an airline free of the federal government that wants to do all that, wait in line for an hour. Other people like myself will get on a plane and it'll be a 5-minute line because I don't want all of that. But if
right.
you let us in the free market, we could choose.
Right, and you could either subscribe to the airline that allows you to fly naked. That way, you know, nobody's hiding anything unless it's in their naughty places.
Exactly. Whatever you want to carry on. And that, to me, people seem, you need to give them the alternative. Otherwise, they get so fearful. They don't want to take that responsibility for what they put in their bodies, what their children are in. And yet they think themselves safer, but of course it's all an illusion.
Sure enough. Christine, great call. Thanks for the thoughts tonight. And
what she's describing is we're being sold snake oil with government. You know, it's there's always the horror story. There's always the appeal to our fears and the appeal to these problems that we want that to be solved, but never really is it proved to us that what we're buying is anything other than snake oil that's actually solving the problems. I mean, obviously, look around you. There's still car accidents despite all the car laws and all the driving regulations.
Absolutely true. Snake oil is the perfect example because, you know, you got an itchy rash. You got boils coming up. Here, take this this lotion and put it right on there and it'll take care of it. Don't worry. But the rashes and the boils are still coming up.
Yep.
I mean, they still happen, but people just say
they go away
lotion.
Sometimes, and they don't go away sometimes. But if they go away because your body's immune system finally fought them off, which is what usually happens when you heal anyway, and the doctors know you're going to heal eventually. It's just, you know, they can alleviate your symptoms a little bit or something. But you heal anyway, and then the snake oil gets the credit. You don't heal, and you think, well, I just need to, you know, give them more money.
Fear is something that I wanted to touch on a little bit further. You guys mentioned it, Christine mentioned it, and it's really the motivator here, right? The mentality that there's something, the corporations are out to get you, these products are dangerous, you got to be careful, there's all sorts of dangers around every single corner. Look out, Americans. You need to be kept safe, and that's why we're here. If people weren't so afraid, if they weren't inculcated with this fear-based mentality, we're going to run out of water, we're going to run out of oil, etc., etc. There's all of this fear. The earth is going to catch on fire. You know, everything. Pollution's going to choke you to death. And I'm not saying that some of these things. I'm not saying pollution is good or anything like
just
that.
Just take a look at the evening news. Just take a look at your daily newspaper, and you will see the fear-based mentality and how it is dished out.
That's a great point. And especially on television news, that it's the fear that sells. It's the scary stories that get people to tune in. Nobody wants to tune into the news to hear about Mildred's 100th birthday, even though they do that occasionally. They do those sorts of human interest stories. Right. And because it's just not news, really. What's news is when unusual things occur. That's what these things are that are happening that people are so afraid of. Like, oh my God, your children are going to get abducted by some pedophile if you just let them play in the park.
Right, and the fact is that, once again, you are more likely to be struck by lightning in your lifetime than have your child abducted by a pedophile.
Sure.
A stranger danger. They could be abducted by an aunt or an uncle or something like that, but that's
far more
usually
likely.
Much more likely that your child is molested. If it's going to be molested, it's most likely going to be somebody in your immediate family.
So government really benefits from this fear-based mentality of scaring people about everything they can possibly scare them about. And, of course, the companies play along with it, too, because it benefits them. Tonight you could die from the result of X, Y, and Z, and you need our product to save you.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
ABC, XYZ, yeah. Refractor.
And, again, it's not to say that everything out there that they're claiming is untrue. I'm not making any sort of blanket statement about that. I'm just... There's something about this kind of nanny mentality or this mommy mentality or this fear-based, oh, my children mentality. I feel it sometimes. Sometimes the thoughts come into my head about, well, you know, maybe that's not clean enough or whatever. It's kind of some people take it too far and they become obsessive, compulsive about it. I think there's a continuum, right?
Oh, I can tell you that since I've had a child, I have never been so scared.
Is that right?
Absolutely. terrible visions pop into my mind. And when you have one, like I do, as opposed to people who have like three or four and, you know, are going to continue to have them, I suppose like our ancestors did, you know, I don't think that there's as big of a deal. I'm not saying that they don't feel loss. I'm just saying that, you know, they have more children. But when you have one.
I've heard stories that apparently, I hear that from parents, though. Their first child, they were neurotic about it. And then the second and third, each time,
they're
so much more. It's such a, well, I don't want to call it a casual thing, but they're much less, like, paranoid about their child, watching their child every single second and stuff like that.
I try to, when I get those thoughts that pop into my head, I try to remind myself that we used to live in caves. And that, you know, if it wasn't that clean, it's not the biggest deal because, well, it's not as bad as it could be.
You are, in fact, evolved to be a scavenger. The ability to use tools has evolved from the ability to crack open the skulls of animals so that you could eat the fatty brain tissue. I mean, that's what we are, is just scavengers. How long was that animal sitting out there in the sun?
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like, you know, there's a healthy balance between obsessed with this kind of nanny mentality of everything just right and clean and perfect and all that, and having things that are too dirty to survive. I think there's a medium in there somewhere. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Are you afraid? It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.